Father, we come before you with praise on our lips. We turn our attention to heaven. We turn our attention to the God that holds heaven and earth and everything in them and in all the universe in the palm of his hand. We believe in you, Lord. We believe in your power. We believe in your life. We believe in your word. And we put our trust and faith in you for this day. Everything that we have to do, we dedicate it to you. We ask that you would bear fruit through us today. We ask that you would make us fruitful at the work of our hands. We ask that you would direct our thoughts and guide us and lead us and steer us in what we are to do today. That we would be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit to guide us in our inner man so that we know exactly what it is that you want to accomplish through us today and with us today and for us today. We worship you, we praise you, we thank you that you are in our lives. We thank you that you love us so much that you paid the price not only for our sin but also for our victory, for our health and our wellness, for a sound mind, and especially and most importantly for peace with God. And for unity in the faith, that we would be one with one another in Christ. And today, Lord, we choose to have unity in the Spirit in the bond of peace. Make us peacemakers today, Lord. Peacemakers with our brothers and our sisters. And peace with those, as much as it's up to us, that we would have peace with those that are in the world. And that we would shed your light on their path, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would cause us to be lights in a dark place in their lives. That you would cause us to be lighthouses and anchors in the midst of their storms, that you would cause them to find rest in you as a result of knowing us, Lord. Cause us to be missionaries in the places where we are, wherever we are, that we would bring Christ to whomever is dying and needing you, Lord. Lord, we turn our attention to the kingdom of God, that you would build and develop your kingdom through us, and that you would cause us to take dominion over everything that is before us that stands opposed to the will of God, that we would take back from the enemy every single thing that he has robbed us of, that he has convinced us that we don't have power over, that he has convinced us that we are defeated. Lord, cause us to recognize that you are our ultimate victory. No matter what battle we face, Lord, we face it with you, the victorious warrior that fights on our behalf. And we claim the victory in your name. We claim the victory over everything that is waged against us. There is nothing by any means that shall hurt us according to your word. No harm shall come to us because we have your life living within us. the life of the living God dwells within us. And nothing can by any means harm us or lead us astray. Nothing can by any means convince us of anything contrary to your word. We believe your word. We choose to believe your word above everything that we experience. Our experiences are subject to your word. Our word, your word is not subject to our experiences. So, Lord, we claim your word active and fulfilled in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. We give you all the glory and praise for it all. We thank you for it in Jesus' name in advance, because we know that you are going to do great things through and by us today. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. With all my brothers, God bless you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are King of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.